Paul W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome. This isn't just the Pre-W. Smith Show. This is the Pre-W. Smith Show on a Friday. We're close to the weekend, everybody. We earned it. Here it comes. Let's make the most of it. One of the last great weekends of the summer. Oh, can't believe we're saying that already. Where did it go? Where did it go, guys? Mark Pastoria, Kristen, Brian Morton.
No Brian Morton today. We got Eric.
Hey, Eric. Good to have you with us, Eric. It's great to have Eric back.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, hey, Eric. Good to have you. Listen, guys, it's, the last great weekend. You got to make the most of it. And I know I'm getting the kids ready for school. I'm going to be hearing complaints all weekend.
That's right? When summer ends, right? When the kids go back to school.
That's really true. It's not about the autumnal equinox coming up in the late in September.
The what?
Autumnal equinox, when it officially changes. Mark's cracking up. When it officially
too early
changes,
for that one.
Right, too early for that one. When it changes officially on the calendar from
that was a new car.
That's like a new car. From summer to fall. No, that's a technical term for when the September 21st, right around thereabouts. We get the official change. But no, Kristen, you're right. It changes when the kids go back to school.
That's it. I mean, it doesn't matter if your kids started last week, because right. I know a lot of schools started last week.
Yes. How about your kids? What is it?
We go back the day after Labor Day.
Oh, that's
nice.
So
we have one extra
week. Oh, you have another week.
I know.
Well, my kids go back Monday.
So it's
believe me, I'm hearing about it.
I'm sure.
Yep.
How did they do that? Why did they do it? So-and-so doesn't go back until after Labor Day. Why do I have to go to school a week early?
Do you have to pack in all the fun this weekend?
Okay, so there we go. You have to pack in all the fun this weekend. It's one of those last great weekends. And to help us figure out what to do this weekend, we called on our, as we usually do, Kate Abby Lambert. She's the co-founder and editorial director of the really cool newsletter. You got to get it, the e-newsletter, Detour Detroit. And she's going to help us figure out, Kristen.
I've got two great ones in the city of Detroit that are worth checking out, a little bit different. If you are trying to tap into what's new and emerging in local music, Senate Theater in Southwest Detroit on Michigan Avenue, a great historic theater. They're hosting Southwest Fest. It's totally free. There's like 40 or so bands, local acts, international, national. Rapper Boca Floja, who hails from Mexico City, is headlining. Sienna Liggins, a local emerging pop act, one of my favorites, is going to be there. Nina Rowe, bunch of others, bunch of different genres too. So if you like new music, definitely check that out.
Kate, that sounds cool. Let me ask you about it. Is that an indoor event or outdoors?
I believe there's both indoor and outdoor stages.
Indoor and outdoor. Okay, very cool. That sounds great, by the way. You know, really international, very kind of indie music. You know, it's an opportunity to hear new acts that you might not otherwise get an opportunity to learn about, let alone hear and enjoy right here in the city of Detroit. So that's cool. Love that.
Yeah, especially if, you know, you don't want to be at the show at 11 p.m. or midnight on a weekday, a small dive bar. This is kind of cool all day, open air way to experience those acts.
Very cool.
And then on Saturday only, more kind of family focused event, we've got Dawn Weekend. This is this kind of citywide celebration block party hosted by Big Sean, one of our most famous hometown sons, rapper. So he'll be in town, and it's this kind of big extravaganza with carnival, free food hosted by people like Buddies. If you want some Detroit-style pizza, there's backpack giveaways, basketball giveaways, talks about fashion and entrepreneurship, yoga. So really kind of anything you might want. You're going to have to check out that whole schedule to see all the highlights. But yeah, the Dawn Weekend, and that's of course free too this Saturday.
And where can we learn more? You said we can check it out. Like for example, the second event with all the various things going on. Is there a place we can go to learn more about it?
Just dawnweekend.org. That's D-O-N.
Kate Abby Lambert, co-founder and editorial director for Detour Detroit. Great newsletter, and we appreciate Kate being on with us today, as always. All right, we're going to head to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.